Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
This is WSGW.
All of the other reindeer
with Charlie, Denise, and Pat
used to laugh and call him names.
Your morning team at 6:22.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Yes, of course, a great Christmas song. The classic from Gene Autry. So many have recorded it. He had the big original recording.
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Rudolph suffering an attack over the weekend. Yes. And not looking good, according to Dave Lester of Zephyr Cove, California.
It wasn't the abominable, was it?
It was not the abominable.
Oh, okay.
Though it was a bear.
Oh.
Oh, no.
This guy from Zephyr Cove, California, apparently had security cams on his decorations in his front yard when he discovered... Let's see if I can get this going here properly.
There's footage
of the carnage here.
Oh, no.
And we have it, of course, linked up on our Morning Team show page, of course, for you.
Of course, yes.
Because gosh knows we all need to see Rudolph and his...
being attacked by a bear.
So... here's how it looks. There's Rudolph right there.
Yeah.
Did I mention it's an inflatable Rudolph, by the way? Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
But it's a pretty good takedown there. The homeowner says that groups of bears are known to frequent the area. In fact, he's had the decorations up for a couple of years, but never have the bears showed interest. He's wondering if maybe it was a hungry bear.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, wait a second. I'm not even putting up a fight.
It's not putting up a fight, and it doesn't taste good.
No. Right. And the bear just says, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
Looks like a cub or something, not even a full-grown bear. But
well.
Something to play with.
Yeah, exactly. You never know when you go outside and you say, you know, is there some... kids who are playing pranks or something in the neighborhood? Nope. It was a bear.
Wow.
Lester says, unfortunately, after surveying the damage, no amount of CPR or duct tape was going to save Rudolph.
CPR duct tape.
Well, fortunately, the rest survived. So,
can I make a controversial statement?
Oh, please do.
You'll never see inflatables in my yard.
Oh.
Mine either.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
Okay. All right. Yeah, for those of you who wanted to have it, go right ahead. I'm just saying, not in my yard.
There are some impressive displays.
There are.
And considering that statement, if you have inflatables, I hope they're not inflated right now. If not, they're going to be in somebody else's yard.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
That way that wind is blowing.
45-mile-an-hour wind gusts. And
yeah. So we get some damage done.
My neighbor's
there.
Inflatables will be in my yard.
Then you'll have some.
Yeah,
that's right.
One of my neighbors has this tall snowman inflatable, but they were smart, and I noticed that they deflated them. Before the winds hit.
And a lot of people do in the overnight hours. You know, a lot of people have lights that go off and whatever. But I know that a lot as you're driving in, you see some who are Christmas decorations for the overnight. We appreciate that.
Oh yes.
Thanks for giving us a little holiday cheer.
It does help. But yeah, days like this, you'll see a lot of drunk Santa Clauses.
Yeah.
You know, with their face first on the ground.
Face first.